Last time on Paint It Black.
Alright, it's Monday now, and we're not going to get as quiet as Blitz as we normally get.
Might be a calmer show than you.
Yeah. Less racism than this. I mean, less than what you came here to see.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Myra!
Do you see why Paint It Black needs some Asians? Look, listen to you guys. It's really racist when it's really racist when there isn't someone from that race in this room, is what I realized.
You promised no racism.
You think that was a tad racist?
Just a little bit.
They love it. No, that's it. Like they love karaoke.
They do.
I've seen them, like, they don't, when the Japanese or the like, Chinese people, what, Asian people, when they go in the karaoke bar and they pick their song, it's not like they pick, like a fun song, like, You Say Tomato, I don't know, what picks that, like, Ebony and Ivory, or something. Ebony and Ivory.
Everybody's go-to karaoke.
They're like, oh, it's on. They're just like, they pick some super ballad. Right. You know,
a la Celine like, Dion, but done in their native language.
Like McCarthy's Park or something epic.
Yeah, or the theme from the Titanic, like, here, far, wherever you are, I believe.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Throwing the old intro song.
Yeah, they're right next to each other. That's how I roll.
It's all good.
When I first hit it, I heard the I'm like, oh, well, I'm just going to keep that.
Run with it.
I don't want to hear me being racist for another 2 minutes.
I believe it's fine. Anyway, Painted Black Podcast. I am the official whitest guy in the room, Pete Berg. Joining me is Brian.
Sitting shoddy like always.
We got Lou.
Hey, what's up?
Returning, we have Danielle.
Hi.
And the Pope. His Eminence,
sir.
His Grace, Pope Ken.
Sir.
Welcome back.
This is a dapper looking room tonight, I gotta say.
Why is everyone so dressed up?
I'm the Pope.
Dressed up? I'm
the fucking Pope.
Lou has the greatest pants
I'm in my
on
fucking,
I've ever seen.
Bear Shark t shirt and Ninja Turtle pajamas.
Pete's got a fine Breaking Bad t shirt on.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
And the rest of us look fantastic.
I agree.
I know, I'm underdressed. Alright, let's get it started. How was everyone's week?
It was good, man. I know we're going to talk about it later in the show, but Ninja Turtles trailer made my day.
You're excited.
I'm usually excited.
All right. We're going to definitely talk. Who saw that?
Oh, I see.
I saw it.
Yep.
Negative.
Okay. You got Pope
as
to
always,
do.
I never see anything.
This blessed
I was
children.
Saying Mass. It's Lent, if you didn't know.
I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah. Don't worry. I absolve you.
I gave up giving things up for Lent.
You're forgiven.
That's a good... You'll succeed with that one.
Oh, I'm going to ace that shit. All right, since we don't have Jillian here, Lou is going to handle news duties.
Let's do it.
Duty.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Well, even though I'm doing it, Jill's here in spirit.
You're a fit bird right over there.
Fit birds everywhere. All right, so...
What was it?
Fit bird right over here.
Yeah, fit bird. So what do you guys want to hear about? I got a bunch of shit here.
Which one do you like?
I didn't get any choices.
Yeah. All
right, so...
You got anything with old people?
I'll take the bunch of shit you said.
Well, let's see. The first thing I have listed here is a story about Rob Ford.
Any story about Rob Ford?
Yeah, he's always good.
My boy Rob Ford. The Toronto guy, right?
Smoking crack.
So we all know who this is. Someone went on Craigslist to try and hire someone, specifically a tuba player, to follow him around all day and just play the tuba like as his theme song.
He's a big fat guy, so if it's
exactly.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And apparently it's down to two candidates.
For tubas?
For 8 hours of tuba playing.
If I was the guy hiring, I'd be like, can you play it? Can you follow him around all day? You're hired. Yeah. They don't need to really weed out the people who are, you know.
What does this gig pay?
$125.
Total?
Is that Canadian?
An hour?
No, total, for the 8 hours.
That's not a lot.
That sucks.
Yeah, but if you're a tuba player, how many gigs you have?
Yeah, unless you're working like it's like Philharmonic or unemployed.
Right. Or following Rob Ford around. But it's Canada.
Yeah, it's awesome.
In Canada, though, he's going to have to keep apologizing to him for.
Yeah. Oh, so sorry.
So sorry,
eh?
Do-do-do-do-do. Sorry.
Right.
Do-do-do. Really? You're not that fatty.
Oh, Jim Hortons again, huh?
Might want to lay off the tin bits.
Yeah.
So it says.
Poor Canadians.
The only stipulation is they have to wear a shirt. For
why are you not wearing a shirt, eh?
You know, it's Canada when one of the stipulations is you gotta wear a shirt.
Shut the fuck up.
When I say one, you're just the only stipulation.
It's for your own good. It's really cold up here.
It's the Great White North.
It's an unethical hacks t-shirt. I don't know what that is.
Oh, what?
I don't know. Probably some fucking Canadian comedians.
It's like their version of Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And unethical hacks.
Yeah.
And polite.
Provide your own tuba. That's it.
This is a rip-off gig.
I mean, can you? I know you can't follow like a congressman or a mayor like with a tuba in this country. Is it like just cool to do that in that country?
Yeah.
Well, I guess. Well,
you could. City you Hall, just have to be a good distance away.
You're gonna get beat over the head.
No, if you were like 25 feet behind this guy, just giving him a good loud tooth the whole day.
So this could be good. Right.
I would also settle for baby elephant walk.
If you use an RV or a car.
Oh, man. But that has a lot of potential.
I think it'd be better for the xylophone. Like every time he like walk quick, big.
Like Fred Flintstone when he bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine like he's somehow playing a sport or something because this guy's wacky.
I would watch like
doing. He plays like dun 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 dun.
And then when he like if he threw the ball, they're like
right.
I would watch 45 straight minutes of politicians being followed and sounds being made. Xylophone was a great idea. I like that. You could roll that, too.
Play the ribcage. Like,
you could kind of almost put that on a skateboard. Nice. Like a longboard.
Just super incognito, just skating around and all of a sudden flip it over.
Yeah.
It's like Canadian superhero, super right. Incognito. You don't know I'm here, eh?
All right.
Oh, not trying to be sneaky or nothing.
Shush.
All right, I think we had enough of that one. This one's a fun
did
one.
We?
What?
Keep going.
I was going to say, they didn't find anybody yet. It's down to two candidates, if that's your
why
answer.
You, the first guy who applies, oh, yeah, you're hired.
Oh, you're willing to do this ridiculous shit? You're hired.
You play the tuba, you're good.
I'm just saying, it could be any kid.
Whoa, you don't have a shirt, eh?
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. Sorry, sir.
Shut the fuck up. All right, so do we keep up with world news?
Yeah. We're just in Canada.
All right. So Russia now has control over Ukraine's combat dolphin program.
That's it. It's the apocalypse.
That's a serious program. Don't knock Ukraine's
dolphin project.
I mean,
yeah, don't knock that.
It's not worth the amount
they have
of
dolphins up there, bro.
It's not worth the amount of sardines you need to have to keep the dolphins battle effective.
I'm going to need more information on what this entails.
Laser beams on their freaking heads, obviously.
Well, the actual article doesn't tell you a whole lot, but I saw it on one of those shows earlier where they actually were trying to put guns on top of the dolphin's head.
Like a revolver?
This is why they lost the Cold War.
They're trying to make vicious dolphins over there?
Yes, dolphins that we're swimming just with patrol dolphins, the waters.
Taking pictures of them with our kids. And they're trying to fucking turn them into war machines.
It says they have learned to attack enemy divers and attach buoys to underwater targets.
I'm never diving in Russian waters.
Yeah. Why would you?
It's cold as fuck, probably.
Fucking cold.
I mean, I'm sure you get a good wetsuit.
They should
it's
really
cold. The dolphins are suicide bombers. You don't want no part of that.
I mean, I didn't know they had fucking vicious dolphins up there. I would, you know, you get a good wetsuit, you could dive anywhere.
I mean, the dolphins are like sea dogs. I mean, you just have, if you had a big pool full of dolphins, I mean, that would stop me from invading the country. I'd just play with dolphins. Like, if you had a bunch of, like, toys to play with them, they'd be like, yo, we gotta go on the next mission. No, man, we got dolphins here, man. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I, for one, like this. You know why? We're a step away from having real-life battle toads.
I believe you're mistaken. We're a step away from having real-life bear sharks.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are two animals that you could find in Russia.
I don't know that either of those are true from this.
Quickly, equip this bear with a shark.
Man.
Oh, man. Now, if you're giving bears sharks, that's a whole difference. I thought you meant something different.
No, they're just attached, bro.
No, you got bears throwing sharks at people. That's what you're talking about.
Like Sharknado. No, he has a shirt.
It's a bear with a shark sewed to its back.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's a vicious creature.
It's an amphibious killing machine.
It's in the shallows, I see.
According to Lou's
It's plan, most dangerous in the shallow water.
It's land and sea creature. You cannot get away.
According to
Lou's... It doesn't seem functional.
You just feel lucky that it doesn't have an eagle attached to the top.
Like, that would be completely even more useless.
Now, it has eagles, but it won't come to the third act.
I mean, right? we're talking like, I don't know, 3,000 pounds of meat on two legs?
Two eagles, then.
Now condor. You're talking,
yeah, you're like 80 feet of wingspan with two eagles, bro.
Now you're talking my life.
Yeah, boy!
That's the sequel.
Yeah.
Yo, that's like a fucking, I don't know, like a cargo plane.
Well, now you know what shirts to make for next year's Comic-Con, Lou.
Exactly.
Shark bears.
It'll be like a mock...
Kegels.
Kegels? It sounds like a fat woman thing.
A mock movie poster for the sequel to Operation Dumbo Drop.
Operation Bear Shark Drop. They're brothers in arms!
So do you have any information on, like... what this means, anything beyond the fact that they've commandeered the most useless program in military history?
No.
Nothing.
Star Wars Project.
Only that, why the fuck are they wasting their time with this?
Are you saying the Star Wars Project's more useless than the Dolphin Attack Squad?
They're at least will attack a diver, I bet you. I bet you if there was an enemy diver, they would attack him. Star Wars, nothing.
When the Russians came in there and they saw the whole bear shark, the whole dolphin program. They're like, this is why we lost the Cold War, guys.
Yeah,
like this used to be part of our country.
Where did we sink money into this? This is a terrible idea.
Awful idea for this aquatic mammal to have gun on head. It would kill nothing.
How does the gun shoot?
It keeps killing tuna, wasting ammunition.
It could never reload.
I don't think they got to that point.
They're just gonna fix. On the head, but there's no way to use the weapon.
The dolphins get out free. They go back to Florida.
They just swim with guns on their heads.
We got
with
dolphins hunting.
I guess. Right. It's on a hair trigger, so.
Ivan, there's only so many ways I could tell you this is an awful idea.
How do they reload?
How do they shoot, period?
They swim back, you throw them a sardine, head. You reload, and then
shooting's easy. Back. There's ways to do that. Flippers.
Yeah, apparently the facility that trained the dolphins has also been training combat sea lions.
This is also a terrible idea. Why would we do such a thing?
So you could swim them into like fucking sea mines.
And blow sea mines? Them
up. Sea mines. Is there really much naval combat cruel. Going on?
It's cruel.
If anything, why not equip a killer whale with some shit, right? Like Dino Rider style. Just like a saddle.
Dino Rider style.
Yeah.
Because killer whales.
Saddle with a mind control device with guns on it. Like riding fucking Willy into a war.
My solution is a lot easier. Just
bombs.
A giant piece of plastic that holds the six pack together.
That's like our land. Yeah, that's our landmines for sea mammals.
Just scale it up for dolphins.
We didn't plan on that.
Genius.
Right.
Get this man a fucking star.
People throwing toasters in the water all day, just trying to kill the fucking dolphins.
Lou has successfully protected America.
Yes, he has.
Ever since I've been reading Sun Tzu.
Yeah, that's in there.
That is, it's actually in the chapter get a an army on death ground and they fight harder. So dolphins in a fucking sea full of six pack rings.
Yeah,
they know they're gonna go, so they're gonna fight twice as hard.
All right, I think that just means there's gonna be a lot of struggling.
A lot more tuna. All right, let's go to our favorite
Bumblebee
place.
Says it's tuna free, is it?
In the world,
Florida.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be terrible.
So basically, we got this really shady looking dude breaks into a family's home. I'm gonna summarize it for you. It's a little long. They hear stuff, but they don't see anybody. All they see is their laundry stacked outside. They call the authorities. Nobody finds anyone.
Sounds like Florida.
And then they realize, did anybody look in the bathroom? Guy's just chilling there, hoping they leave.
Why was the laundry outside?
they found
it's
him
Florida.
They found him in the bathroom with just the family's panties. And I'm talking,
were they all women?
The children's too.
They just ruined a good time, man.
Well, I'm just saying, because they cornered him because they all came down with baseball bats. So he's like, oh,
even
shit.
The children.
Yeah. Apparently they had just a gaggle of bats.
That's the appropriate measurement.
Everybody grab your bat.
Are you sure you're reading it right? It wasn't gats.
No, it was.
Florida's got really lax gun laws.
Here's the thing. The reason I had to put... This is kind of a dark story. They caught him, though. Nothing happened. The reason I picked this one in particular, because the first comment, I love it. It says...
It puts lotion on it.
It says, Floridians armed with bats? Or were they pacifists?
Stand your ground laws.
Right. But what a great point. Like, who the fuck in Florida doesn't have the shotgun under the bed and... You know.
Or handgun.
Fucking bear trap in the backyard.
Bear trap.
Right?
It was probably an atheist.
I don't know, man. That's... But why was the laundry outside? Like,
because he was going through looking for the panties.
But why was he inside?
He had the panties. Why didn't he leave?
Right? Are you really questioning the logic of this
man?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Like, he should have... Like,
look, creep. Why did you fucking...
He should have...
Fuck your laundry.
The guy who went through their laundry... Stole a bunch of panties and covered himself in the bathroom.
He had the panties, so he should have left.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
Or at least, like...
You know you could just buy those, right?
You could have burst out of the bathroom, fucking took that baseball bat barrage for a couple hits and ran out through the front door. Right where you came, panties in it. This guy's a bad criminal.
I kind of want to do, like, a... Like, break into a house and just do something fucking crazy.
Dude,
like,
that's not even that crazy,
though. Make all their toast and leave. Put it on their doorstep.
Wouldn't be the weirdest thing we've heard.
Like,
we had the guy who broke in and made an omelet.
Well, I feel like I was justified.
We had the guy who took all the credit cards.
He made for everybody.
And stuffed them into the muffins.
Dude, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the muffin card, yeah.
And also, I knew a guy who used to tell me, because I would, years and years ago, I was telling people about ninja antics. Which I told you guys about.
Ninja antics?
Yeah. Just doing dumb shit as a ninja. And he's like, oh, yeah, I already do that. I used to break into people's homes and rearrange the furniture and then get out. I'm like, Jesus Christ,
that's
man.
That's funny.
Like, just redecorate the whole room and just peace out.
Like, you walk in? Not bad. Not a bad job at all.
Yeah, but, like, you catch the wrong house, so you're going to be in some trouble.
Oh, yeah. But this guy was fucking crazy.
Yeah, don't ever...
You get, like, a Vietnam vet?
This guy don't ever do it to another ninja.
You rearrange his jars of toenail clippings?
He might rearrange your face for the 45.
Yeah, this guy was... crazy.
Find another ninja in the house.
You guys want to hear some good
smoke
news?
Bombs.
Let's do good news.
All right. Let me put on some
third one.
The third one?
Yeah.
Some relative music for this one. And I'm going to basically paraphrase everything because it's a really long story. It's basically about the Wu-Tang Clan. All right?
You everybody's jump on every favorite. Wu-Tang story there is.
But apparently... they've been recording a double album in secret for the last, like, 10 years.
Oh, I heard about this.
Fuck it, dude.
This was kind of cool.
It was in Forbes.
Yeah. Yo, this is You Got Here, we're recording an album, son.
Right. And it's not Wu-Tang Presents some shitty movie. So basically, they've been recording this album in secret, and they're only going to sell one copy.
That's all he needs, as long as it hits the internet.
One individual copy. But apparently they want to do this to sort of make people think of music more as an art form, where it's kind of getting lost nowadays.
Perhaps they should just
most brilliant
put it on the
thing
internet.
That's been done probably in the last like 10 or 15 years. Like completely brilliant.
I mean, why don't you just put it on the internet? Everyone just download it.
Dude, because somebody's going to pay a lot of money for that.
Right.
And then they're going to release it for free.
Why would you pay a lot of money for that? Because the next person would just be like... Oh, I'm gonna download it for free.
Nah, you're gonna give it away. Like you're gonna give it away through your website. If you're Jay-Z, you're gonna give it away through like fucking, you know, whatever.
If I was a billionaire,
Rockefeller Records or whatever.
If I was a billionaire, I'd buy it, listen to it, and just have a whole blog about how good the album is, and never release it.
I'm saying somebody could theoretically do
that. That could happen. Yeah.
Just buy it and never show it.
Yeah, but that's like either one, this album blows dick, or two. like, this is like such a stupid move. Like, just,
Apple's gonna buy it. 100%. I totally disagree. They're gonna give it away for free at Starbucks when you get a drink. And everything's gonna be great in the world. We're all gonna get a copy.
They're setting this up sort of like the way artists have an exhibit at a museum, where people pay a certain amount, they come in, listen to the album, and then they can bid on it.
They actually have that for music artists. It's called a concert, and you can just go pay money, go see what they did.
Yeah, but any dick can just take his phone and record the concert.
And they do.
Well, anyway, I like this move.
I hate this move. This is awful.
And if you see the picture, the box they have for this shit is epic. It looks like some Indiana Jones-style treasure. But it looks pretty epic.
No, the box is epic, but I'm never going to hear it, maybe.
Of course you are.
What if some millionaire buys
some
it?
Some company is... Come on, man. What millionaire is richer than fucking Apple?
Bill Gates is richer than Apple.
No, he's not.
He has more money than Apple.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Not even close.
Warren Buffett has... And he's... And
Warren Buffett does.
First, Bill Gates has more money than Apple.
And no, he doesn't. Then Apple, the corporation...
Not the whole corporation, but like...
That's what I'm talking about.
Warren Buffett, he's been throwing his money away in the NCAA tournament.
He didn't throw anything.
Yeah, right? He was like, what's the odds on that? A trillion to one? Yeah, I'll put a billion up.
Well, I mean, this is
that was fully insured. Yeah,
this isn't the first time that companies have done that. The article mentions that Samsung spent $5 million on Jay-Z's latest album for its users specifically.
What about the new Jay Lee album, the Chinese version of Jay?
Exactly. They gave it the old Ping Pow.
Come on, man. All Apple has to do, even if Apple fronted the money and bought that shit and then sold it on iTunes, they would make their money back.
Right.
And then some.
Absolutely.
All right, next story.
All right.
Dollar bill, y'all. I would just like them to release the album so I can listen to it.
You probably can once some fucking millionaire buys that shit. Cats.
I'm not a hater.
You're a hater. That's an innovative idea.
All my artists that I like I would like them to just put out an album like regular, and so I could listen.
Like I like. Let's just say I want to buy. Let's say I want to buy a Chuck Close.
Well, you shouldn't.
I like Chuck Close.
I'll advise you off the bat not to do that. Save your money for.
But my point is, my microphone is not steady. My point is that you know you buy the original. One person pays millions of dollars for the original, and then. They choose whether or not they're going to make prints of it for other people to buy, or they keep that one original. It's art, and that's like the same thing they're trying to do.
Right,
but it's not art. Everyone,
but
like,
it is.
Like to listen to it,
but it's still art.
I'd be annoyed if like my one of my favorite artists was like, you know how we used to do things? Yeah, we could switch it up. Only one guy gets to listen.
Well, you can't do stuff.
You're just offended to do it. That you're
people
not
aren't
going to
buy.
Well, I mean, I would like to listen to it.
You will have a chance.
They're not going to have 10 million
potentially
people buy
I could not
album,
have a chance.
Though. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. You get a million, 2 million fucking, you know?
What?
Like, people don't... First of all, who even... Do you guys even buy full albums?
No.
I feel like I'm the last person in the world
I buy
full
iTunes
albums.
Shit.
Like, full albums.
Full albums. Oh, yeah, I bought...
I usually do.
Yeah. Usually, you know what's funny? Rap albums, I'll buy the full albums. Like rock albums, I'll just buy, like, the songs I like.
All right, yeah.
I mean, it's just weird that, like... this is how I do it. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like they're not going to sell 10 million albums. They're not going to go platinum anymore.
Yeah, but the artists don't make that much money on the albums anyway. The record companies do. The artists make more than money on touring.
Wu-Tang Clan is his own record company.
That's a different story.
I mean, but I like most of them do. Like most of the rappers, the big ones.
No, they make all their money. Like they get. Let's not even talk about the politics of fucking.
I don't even care.
Yeah, listen, I'm bored of this already. Yeah.
I know, Pete's like...
I think it's an
there.
Interesting idea. I'd like to see how
grinding.
This plays out.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, shit. I don't have my sound on. All right, so this next one's a weird one. We talked about the giant cat a week or two ago.
Meow.
This family, Swedish family, finally captured the 16-inch rat. That has been terrorizing them.
Ugh.
How much tail is
Wasn't
in
that?
Wasn't
it like 28 pounds or something like that?
It's clearly made of cheese.
I mean, looking at it, this shit is as big as this guy's torso, lengthwise.
Is it Loki-sized?
Oh my
bigger.
God.
It's this thing is bigger than Loki.
It looks like a raccoon.
Does he fight crime?
It would terrorize Loki.
Things like three
thing,
Lokis.
Where's the Easy Crew?
Oh my
the Easy
God.
Crew is not there.
Yeah, dude. They're not coming.
This is Sweden?
Crew is not
this
coming.
Is Sweden.
This isn't near, like, Chernobyl or something?
It could, maybe.
Oh, my God, that tail is so thick and gross.
Yeah.
They had to get, like, a thick an industrial-sized trap for this thing.
Holy shit. It looks like a possum.
Yeah.
Zooba dooba dooba dong.
So,
what are they doing? They're massaging his neck?
No, he's dead.
What?
The rat got it?
Yeah. He's finally dead.
He had a huge trap.
Nah,
it's a giant trap.
Here's I think he's going to make it.
The trap didn't initially kill the thing.
Just pissed it off.
It ran off with it. Couldn't eat anything because the trap was in its face.
Did the beat it with a broom.
So,
it went on to train some turtles somewhere.
Here, let me give you a couple of details. Right. I was going to say, this is the real secret of the ooze right here. Fucking.
I made it funny. Ha ha.
Yeah. Here's a quote in the story. The family realized they had a problem when their pet cat refused to enter the kitchen anymore.
So I don't know why you guys are going in
there. The food chain's all backwards.
Cat's like, fuck that shit.
That's just straight fucked up in there. I'm not going in.
Like, you know what lives in there?
A big rat. Just one.
A monster.
This is like that Sylvester cartoon where he's chasing the mouse, but then the kangaroo gets loose.
Right.
I don't think a mouse even remotely looks like a kangaroo, though. Sylvester's stupid.
Really poking holes in that Looney Tunes from the 40s.
I used to like where Tweety would...
A mouse looks like a kangaroo, you fool. If you had bad eyes.
No, I like where Tweety used to have like the... Not, it was Tweety where he took the fuck... Or she? Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a bird.
I've never clear
on that. Anyway, it took the potion and it would grow big and small. So like...
The Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Yeah, and then like he'd go there and try to fuck with it and it's the huge Tweety and fuck him up. And then like he'd be like... Tweety just chill in the cage and then he'd be like, okay, then we'll get this.
It was pretty much the same principle.
Yeah.
As the kangaroo episodes.
Yeah, same thing.
Sylvester had bad luck. Anyway.
He had a lisp.
Big rat.
All right, so... They finally called the exterminators after they've been getting terrorized by it.
Poke in the whiskers.
They called the shredder.
They eventually trapped it by the neck with the oversized mouse trap. Quote.
By oversized mouse trap, you mean landmine?
Acme made it.
I'm telling you, like, this thing, they should have just used a bear trap.
Should have shot it.
But.
A bear trap?
It refused to die right away, it says. Instead, it crawled behind the dishwasher, where it finally died on its own sometime later.
Sometime later.
Yeah.
Died on its own accord.
Hari Kari.
Committed seppuku.
Drank 5/5 of fucking whiskey and fucking died on its own accord. Well, not like a real man.
Somewhere out there.
The family knew it was dead when it stopped seeing the cigarette smoke.
Die, motherfucker!
I'm telling you, I would like to get this thing in a cage with, like, a Jeez. Big cat and a small dog.
What about with a human?
Just see Clearly. A midget. It'd have to be a midget.
With Peter a switchblade.
If it's Dinklage, I got Dinklage.
Dinklage with a wooden sword.
I don't know, because...
We're going to reenact the Brienne of Tarth scene with Dinklage and the rat instead of Brienne and the bear.
All right, but you have to dress the... Rat up like Lemmy Wings.
No, we're gonna put Lemmy Wings.
No, we're gonna put Dinklage
and the rat, rat and the midget fair.
Yeah, we're gonna call it the Baron Maiden fair. What the fuck's wrong with you, man? Have some respect.
You said the Dinklage versus the rat.
Yeah.
So the rat and the midget fair. Right.
Is that a midget, bro.
Dwarf.
He's an imp.
It's like that's like the derogatory. It's like the N-bomb for
I was going to say the dink versus rat fink. No, nothing.
I don't know. I'm going to go with the bear and the maiden fair. We're going to dress him up in a dress, put a wig on him, give him a wooden sword. He's going to fight the rat.
Still, there would be the cat and the dog, just a battle royale.
Look, I just want to just say real quick, no one really knows, like, the terror wards to call little people because, like, no one really cared to ask. I'm just saying, like no, midgets. Like, man, I don't like that word. Man, shut the fuck
it
up.
It just doesn't come up very often.
Get out of here, little fuck.
What, midgets? Yeah.
Just like how many do you know?
Just
zero.
Actually, there was one that worked in my office, and like I would just be hell to be on the elevator with a bunch of like with just dicks in your face and like buttholes. Just like
I fought on the elevator.
Eventually,
sometimes.
The guy quit because he got tired of Brian tussling his hair as he walked.
He walked right into the guy I work with. He walked right into his dick.
You gotta tell
like
a story.
They were both turning corners, and it was like face full of cock.
You gotta tell a story about the bathroom.
Oh, but all right. I'm not sure if it's every midget or just this one, but this one midget went out of the bathroom stall like he was doing his business. I walk into the bathroom stall and there's little footprints in the toilet seat. No joke. No joke, little footprints.
What do you mean footprints?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to explain it other than they were the little footprints. Like not barefoot, but like his shoes.
Were they green?
No, no, they were like leprechaun? They were dirt. You know, like you'd make a footprint. Apparently, the handicap stalls, they like grab the bar, do like a chin up, which I guess is not that hard because they got little arms, shimmy the way over, hop on the seat, get up, stand on top of it like a fucking champion, and take a piss.
Oh,
like they're pissing off the wall.
Gotcha.
Okay.
These are midget secrets that I am divulging to you.
You made it seem like, well, at least in my brain, like he went inside the toilet.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
That's where midgets are born.
No. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he was dropping a deuce, right? So, like, you gotta imagine midget dropping a deuce.
Stepped in the
when
shit.
It goes to like flush, it's gotta get up, turn around, walk over to the toilet, and flush it. Like, that's not a flushable thing for a little guy. It has to get up, wipe itself, see what it did, and literally walk a couple blocks, and then fucking flush.
Yeah, maybe
I love how Katz has a fucking midget the size of a G.I. Joe. Right.
I know, it's a little gnome.
Maybe,
it's not a one-step thing. It's not.
What if they sit on the...
It's at least 2 to 3 steps to get to the flusher.
I'm saying...
The handle?
They can stand on the front of the toilet, one leg...
No way.
Flush.
No.
I'll bet money on it. They
would trip into the toilet.
No way. I'll put money on it.
Maybe they sit on the toilet butter style, like facing backwards.
No, their legs aren't like that, man. It's too small.
They like Indian style.
No, I'm telling you, their legs straight dangle, right? They use the bar to get up on it. They walk over to the handle and they flush.
The way you,
I don't know how you know this.
No, the way you're talking about it, like they would need guards just to keep from falling in constantly.
That's why they'd have the handicap.
Like they'd have to.
Where would
they?
Who the fuck? What person do you ever know who's ever used the bar in the toilet? It's for the midgets.
The bar, I guess, it would be if like you took a monster shit and you need to break
yourself.
They're
embarrassed about having little steps. Well, so they're like, we'll get a bar. All right, two bars. So like, I'll shimmy my legs up on one. We'll fucking Mission Impossible over to the toilet and we'll jump on. And we'll do our business. We'll stand up, wipe.
What direction?
Walk over to the fucking...
What direction were these footprints facing?
Yeah.
Towards the handle.
On which side? Two on one side of the toilet? Or one on each side?
One on each side of the toilet.
He was dumping.
Yeah. He was either doing horse dance, or he did like I said, and did it butter style.
Yo, he was...
You didn't stand over the toilet.
He was doing a Chinese
horse
style.
Horse dance, bro.
He was doing a Chinese style. Yeah. Standing on the toilet, butt like facing the other way, butt down, butthole pointed right
so
down.
So like a true midget toilet should have a splash guard, because if you're dropping dukes from like... Two and a half feet above the water, you're catching some splash.
No, some serious kaplunk.
No, he's going. His butthole is probably lower than yours.
Well, yeah, but not when he's standing up over it.
He's not pooping like that.
They're not like 4 inches tall. Like,
no, he's pooping like a fucking Native American.
He's dropping. He's like area bombing the toilet.
I can't even keep
like,
track
there's
of
so
it.
Much.
Like a minute ago in Brian's mind, they were brownies. They were like 4 inches tall. They had to hike across the toilet to flush, camp midway
miles.
Through.
A couple of miles of the toilet.
Spend the night like Sam and Frodo. No,
it's a fact that midges get longer bathroom breaks. They do. You ever see a midget too proud to use the small toilet?
Well, if the sink's overflowing, they have to swim there.
Bro, you ever see a midget that's too proud to use a small urinal? They're like, I got the big one. They would pee up into it, like
no, get a good arc.
I'm all basing this off this one midget. He was too proud for his own good.
Yeah, it's a good enough sample for me.
He used the big urinal.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So
I don't
obviously
know.
His
no,
dick
was
out,
a urinal,
like in plain
it was a
sight.
It was
not
a...
no, it's in plain sight. Like
for him
come
to
on.
Reach the urinal, he had to back
it was plain sight. It's like a foot off the ground. It's not in
Listen,
plain sight.
He's either
he's
shooting
Lou. It was a stall, bro.
He said urinal. He likes to use the big boy urinal.
Yeah, he does. He pees up into the big boy urinal.
How do you taper off?
Right.
Straight spillage on the ground. You're a midget. You don't give a fuck. You're like, man, fuck that shit.
But you're knee deep in it at that
Maybe
point.
Maybe he goes in with a cup. I don't know. Like, for the spillage. He pees up into the toilet like, man, I'm a big boy. And then tops off in the cup, which he then throws away.
This is getting too elaborate.
You, man.
I'm just, no, look,
Every time you see a midget
going to the bathroom holding a Dixie cup, you're like, oh, that's his topping off.
Bro, there is so much a midget would love to tell you about his bathroom adventures, but he can't.
It's not an adventure.
Everything's gigantic.
Everything's the Hobbit to these people.
Right. Oh,
my God.
They can't even,
how the hell did we get on this?
I don't know.
You scared me sometimes.
How am I scared you? They should... They're the ones walking around in a foot and a half off the ground.
Like. I'm going to throw it out here to end this session. Fucking midgets poop like Native Americans.
I still don't know what that means.
With a tear in their eye. Like,
yeah, I know.
Sorry, bud.
Sitting Indian style on the toilet.
What? Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda.
That's how they keep from falling in.
You get a good haunch going on.
Right.
Look, I know nothing about the Native American deuces or
no, you're just an expert on the midgets.
I know about midgets. Right. I know about midgets. I don't know much about the Native Americans.
I think he's saying that they're perched on the toilet.
No. What are we talking about?
That's what you're saying, correct?
It's kind of a perch. It's more of a
maybe they cross their legs a little bit.
Yeah, but you're like, your feet are on the toilet and you're like kind of hovering, aiming down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a perching.
But
yeah.
Pretty low.
They're just outside poopers, I think.
What? Like on the lawn?
They should poop like
they don't have lawns.
Oh, I thought you meant midgets again.
No, midgets are inside poopers. All right. But I bet you they could probably do funny business without you noticing.
What does that mean?
Really, whatever. They could be jerking off, fucking pooping on the ground, like pants off. You wouldn't know.
I would know.
Or midgets.
I would know.
I think little people.
I would notice a dog doing something more fucked up than a midget.
Would you?
Yeah. I disregard that. I don't know. I don't really care.
What?
Fucked up person.
How am I a fucked up person?
Because it's just fucked up. It's a fucked up thing to say.
Why?
Because it's a person.
I guess. No, it is a person. Ezler, holy shit.
Oh my God, we just had the weirdest walk-in ever.
Jesus Christ, how do you guys fit in here?
This
is like better than a can of sardines.
Oh my God, first time ever we have Edler on the show. What's going on, man?
What's up?
We're going to take a quick time out.
We're going to pause this.
Yeah, to say... All right, we're back.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah, we're on.
All right, this is officially the weirdest episode ever. After 45 minutes of midget poop conversation.
We have our long-lost friend Sean Edler show up out of nowhere. He lives in Florida and just was like randomly came into the room. What's going on, Sean?
What's up?
We actually have a Florida resident, and I didn't bring any Florida stories. Do you have any Florida stories?
No, we did the one where the guy got trapped by the people with bats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pacifists.
Not to rehash it, but some guy just broke into somebody's house, threw all their laundry outside, took all their underwear, and hid in the bathroom.
Sounds like Florida.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have one more.
Okay, go for it.
All right, let me just get to it one sec. I wasn't going to do it, but since we have a Florida resident. So the title is, Florida woman claims the police made her poop on her lawn during the drug bust.
That looked like a gator from where I was sitting.
No, that's just a...
Oh, God.
That's a sun-dried turd.
They took a picture of the turd. That's
big
always good.
Old poo.
Yeah.
It's not a midget poo.
It's a meth poo.
I mean, how could you... Can you just poo on command like that? Do you beat over the head?
No, well, basically, they came in for the drug bust. They cuffed everybody. She says she has to go to the bathroom. Can't hold it. And they're like, well, fuck you. Just shit on the lawn. And sure enough, that's what she did. So now she's suing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did
she's
you?
She's suing because the police scared the shit out of her.
Yeah. Apparently.
Literally.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Apparently, the officers told her to strip and put on a plastic jumpsuit, and they're laughing at her.
A plastic jumpsuit?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
They just happen to have a poo suit ready?
Yeah. Like, they made her shit.
It was a garbage bag.
And then they just gave her this plastic suit and were just, you know, laughing and shit at her. Like it.
All right, this has been a way too poo-heavy episode.
Poopy.
Just saying.
This was a meth house?
Oh, yeah. And no word on whether they actually found any meth, but...
They found the poo.
They got the turd.
All right, we're moving on to...
It looks like a meth poo, if I ever see one.
Well, Lou, do you have any more?
I have others, but they're not that great, so we'll move on.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Stupid people.
All right, again, we don't have any Florida ones, but we have some good ones. We have Pennsylvania. We have a stupid criminal who decided to kind of screw himself over again. This time not in the normal way. He didn't put anything up on social media this time. But basically, we had a young lady outside of a bar. She was taking out the garbage, 1 a.m. This is after the bar closed when a man approached her.
The bars close at 1 a.m. in Pennsylvania?
Well, it might have been a restaurant. I might be saying that wrong.
Coal mine region, bro. They got to get up in mine.
I have the
for coal?
Yeah, they try to keep
mining. Yep. Guys, we got to keep mining this coal. It's the hottest.
Considering that the place is called Curry Up now, I'm going to assume a restaurant and I just misread it. So she was taking out the garbage 1 a.m. This guy walked up to her out of the shadows and started hitting on her. Started asking, hey, what are you doing later? And she brushed him off, but he didn't stop him from giving her his name and his phone number. Within minutes, she walked back in and realized that while she was outside, the place had been robbed. So
did they really need to distract the waitress?
Oh, there wasn't a distraction. She had been outside for a bit, I assume, probably having a smoke, wasting some time. Walked back in, realized place had been robbed, and the only entrance was where the guy emerged from those shadows. So obviously knew he was the guy who robbed the place. Cops show up. She gives them, like, do you have any information that can lead to who did this? She goes, yeah, I got his name and number right here.
Oh, you got caught like that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So what they did was they friended him on Facebook under her profile, set up a fake date, and when he showed up, arrested him promptly.
Nice.
She ratted him out because, quote, he stole a pair of my slippers.
Oh. It wasn't the robbery.
What was stolen from the place?
Let's see. We have that here. Pair of slippers, televisions, electronics, slippers.
How the fuck was he robbing this place?
Yeah, if he's outside hitting on her,
coming
how's
from
he robbing?
No, he had robbed it already.
He must have had like a team already.
He had been in the back already robbing the place. He's walking, not realizing that she was there.
He's walking out with an unbolted flat screen. What's up, babe? What are you doing later? I got this 1080p TV.
What is she doing at work with her fucking slippers?
Not much.
What are you doing in here in the pajama pants?
The Ninja Turtle Fridays. Pajama pants.
Some would say her work casual Fridays. Slacks.
Mind your own business.
Right.
That's what he's doing.
How about fuck yourself?
I appreciate the Ninja Turtles and all that, but come on.
Lou likes to keep it comfy, bro.
Yeah.
He's in his element.
Next story.
Live a life of small miracles.
All right, let's see. I want to save that one. I want to save that one. So those two are very similar. Let's do this one. You know what the worst thing to do when you're released from jail after you serve 15 years for robbing a shoe store?
Rob it again.
What could he have possibly done in the shoe store that got him 15?
He robbed it. With a box cutter, apparently. Did 15 years for burglary, and upon getting out the same day, about 24 hours later, he robbed the same shoe store.
Had it come.
What are you going to steal from a shoe store?
Shoes.
And if you knew the shoe store, like, it is not a good shoe store.
He kept talking about his 5 touchdowns in one game.
It's not like he's stealing, like, from Louis Vuitton's shoe section.
Well, he went first to Polkai?
Polkai's.
The first time he went in, 99, he walked in with a box cutter, tied up the employees in the storage room, took an undetermined amount of cash. Served 15 years after getting caught. This time, upon his release, he didn't plan quite as well. He managed to get away with $389, didn't walk in with a weapon. The workers refused his demand to turn over their car keys, and instead he took their cell phones and ran out on foot before he was caught exceedingly quickly.
After being
you can tell this guy was really dumb, though, because he spent 15 years in jail. Like, he had 15 years to plot this out. He knew the layout. Like, he'd already done this before. He botched it. Like, you have 15 years to perfect this. Like... And he goes back in, gets one-third of the money that he got originally, and he's going to end up in jail probably for like 30
exactly.
years.
No plan, no weapon. He issued a verbal threat. That's all he had.
After 15 years in jail, $390 seemed like quite a haul, but he wasn't reading too many papers in there about the inflation.
That's that. Pretty much the whole story. We're going to wrap up Stupid People real quick.
That's it for Stupid People?
No, we got like two more, but I mean, that one kind of speaks for itself.
Well, yeah.
Let's see. And then the other two are kind of people having weird relationships with metal objects.
Hmm.
What do you want, a toaster or a fork?
Toasters.
Toaster.
Okay. Man gets fired from job after he has sex with a toaster.
Was it plugged in?
I'm confused.
I just want to know how dangerous it is.
That's painful.
I'm very confused about
that
the
sounds
logistics.
Sounds kind of hot. Oh, we got Mr.
You
Pun.
You on the pun machine. Scared the shit out of her. That's hot.
That's my go-to joke, puns.
All right, see, maybe you can help me out with
it. It was electric.
All right, he's a 23-year-old guy in London. You'd expect better from the British.
Do you?
I do.
What British thing do you buy? Like,
they have classy accents.
They have no class.
You're fucking toast.
You're watching a Guy Ritchie movie? Like,
you don't go, London. You think, no offense, Florida. Or maybe Germany.
If we're talking in order of class, Florida's way ahead of fucking goddamn England.
Like,
how do you figure?
Miami.
You get harassed by a
Miami.
Three.
Miami.
Yeah,
that's
Miami's
like where the guy
joint.
They invented eating people for taking bath salts.
Yeah, fuck it. That's classy as fuck, bro. Yo, rich people do what they want.
Last time I was in Miami, I saw a guy walk in an iguana on a chain.
Because he was rich as fuck and he didn't give a
no,
fuck.
No, he tried
to
lure us into an alleyway to rob us.
Funny enough, the exact opposite of rich as fuck.
He was probably trying to blow you. And
Miami's like 95% ghetto, 5% rich people. It's like South Beach. Like right over there, you have some really nice places.
What
but
about like Coconut Grove and shit like that?
They're small areas compared to the rest of Miami, which is predominantly poor people.
Boca Raton, that's where the rich people are,
yes.
Bro.
I remember Boca Raton.
Oh, yeah. That right. Place
well,
rich.
I still am going to classify fucking Florida ahead of the UK. Everything's backwards in Europe, bro.
Yeah, they drive the wrong side of the road.
They don't use deodorant.
They think like Blur's like one of the greatest bands ever.
I'm disagreeing with everything you guys are saying.
They drink a lot of wine.
Okay.
What? Do they?
Yeah, wine and tea.
They're
buddy.
Always drinking pints.
Can't trust a guy drinking wine right? And tea. Smoking lots of cigarettes.
Do you know anything about England?
Yeah, hash over weed. Like I know a lot. I know a lot of stuff that I don't like about England.
Tea crumpets, Daniel Radcliffe. They all suck.
It's true.
I'm not a huge fan of their teeth.
Right.
Actually,
same.
But Danielle loves her accent. She will give it up. To any dude with a remote, like, British accent.
That's a fact.
British? What
I was
about
waiting
Australian?
For the fit bird
that,
thing.
That works.
Oh, no. I was considering
what
dropping.
About, what about Indian?
Danny's sort of a floozy, though. I mean.
Racist.
Like,
it's
reminds
not true.
Me of that commercial.
Depends. Sri Lanka?
What's that? I said Indian.
Well, what about Sri Lanka?
What the hell was that?
It was for some... It was from fucking American Psycho, remember?
Okay.
Sounded like Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, what's the deal with Sri Lanka? Anyway, let's go back to the toaster story.
Right.
All
right,
so this guy was working, doesn't say where, kitchen somewhere, making himself a cup of tea, of course, because it's England. Thinking he was alone, he also dropped his trousers. I feel like this should be written in read in a British accent, but I'm not going to do it.
Do it. Do the British accent.
Thinking he was alone, he took down his trousers, still in the kitchen, and picked up the toaster and started to fornicate with it. After about 3 minutes of intercourse with the toaster, Martins decided that it just wasn't enough, and he went to the communal fridge, took out a stick of butter, and proceeded to use said butter as a lubricant against the hard metal.
Damn. That was the problem? It was too tight?
That's when a co-worker walked in.
Oh, is he at work?
He's at work,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. Like, bro, tell me that was the first time.
If he was home, it would be all right.
Yeah, well, it's not illegal at home.
It's true.
Exactly. Fuck what you want to fuck at home.
Please tell me that's the first time you fucked that toaster. Because I've been regularly making toast.
I love how this is like British culture, though. Like, middle of the day, shoot a load out at work.
This is like the not aired episode of The Office over there. It's like,
What got him in trouble was when his coworker walked in, he dropped the butter, dropped the toaster, and exposed his junk.
The guy didn't have pants on. They would have figured it out.
No, they don't have pants. They're trousers. We're in England.
Oh, all right.
Knickers.
Pantaloons.
What I'm failing...
Bloomers.
What I'm failing to understand is he rubbing it against the side of the toaster, or is he full on...
Like, if I were to fuck a toaster, it would definitely... You'd have to go, like...
That's right? It's the only reason he needed the butter. Is right? He's going
I'm not fucking depends. Rubbing my half my dick on one side of the toaster, right? Like,
but they just wrote here that he used the butter as lube against the hard metal.
It's metal. The whole thing's metal, right?
Right.
But it's just so... That's a narrow slot.
What if he... Little toaster, flipped it on the side, shiny metal exposed, and then fucking humped it. Gave it the humpty hump.
What if their toasters are retarded over there? They only have one slice at a time, and it's extra thick.
Bullshit, they eat toast every morning with fucking jam, bro.
Yeah, but their toast is extra diesel, though. They make a nice, thick
don't
piece
they
of toast.
Eat that Marmite? Toast is Marmite.
Marmite?
That's you don't know Marmite. What that is?
No.
It's like a whey protein. It's whatever it is. It's a jar of brown, like, jam.
These people average, like, 120 pounds. They don't eat whey protein.
Like. It's some kind of, like yeast Vegemite? Or something. Yeah, that's what it is. It's Marmite is Vegemite.
Ugh.
I don't exactly know what it is.
That's why I fucking hate Europeans.
But I don't know if it's the same thing, but it's the same idea.
Stinky Europeans.
You have weird racisms.
Would you like some tea and toast?
The whole entire continent over Vegemite.
Yeah, which isn't even, like, European.
I hate most Europeans. I like the Portuguese for one or two reasons.
Brazil.
Yeah.
I mean, Brazil, cool place. Yeah.
Are we still talking about Europe?
Brazil's South America.
Yeah,
I get it, but the Portuguese made it awesome.
Because you didn't know Vegemite's Australia and...
I'm sorry, Vegemite. I should definitely know what a Vegemite. Besides, besides Men at Work mentioning it in his song, it's ever come up.
Isn't that all the evidence you need?
I thought Vegemite was a blender. I have no idea what the hell.
Yeah, if you're not a tree hugging
attacking
vegetables,
I
think it's Vitamix or something like that.
What the hell is Vitamix?
A blender.
That's what I thought. It's a blender, right? It's a piece of.
No, that's not Vegemite.
Vegemite is like a spread. It's disgusting, and you would only know it if you were a tree-hugging hippie. Like, there's no other reason to know it.
All right.
Or Australian. Yeah, they eat over there. But they're fucked up over in Australia, so don't fucking... They got a lot of dangerous stuff they're dodging all the time. Like, you'd be fucked up and eat weird things, too, if you were them. Don't judge the Australians, bro. Yeah. Don't do it.
They got fucking...
It's not cool. I don't like when you do that kind of stuff. They're good people.
I'm getting down. He's really intense right now.
I mean, whatever Vegemite is just equals great abs. Because you ever see like an Australian dude, they're just always like in perfect shape. Not an ounce of fat on them.
I'm sure the ones on
it's
TV.
It's from running from all the creatures on their island.
Yeah, absolutely. Swimming away from crocodiles.
I want to say it's Vegemite. Running we don't from have giant that here.
Spiders?
Spiders?
The spiders in Australia are insane.
Like that rat
problems.
Yeah. I know that like I've seen Australian towns with like all the spiders like came out and they made this huge like town web where like the whole town's engulfed in webs.
Set that bitch a flame start over. That's what you could do. It's evil. It's dumb. What are you gonna do? Go on machetes, dude. Come on. The spiders dropping down on your head and shit.
Just
like
spray
that.
DDT yeah. all over the town and move.
Nah, everyone knows webs are highly flammable. He's a little fucking WD-40.
I never burnt webs.
You never burned a spider?
No, we've actually, me, Sean, and Pete at work caught a huge spider and made some type of concoction that I think we gas chambered it. We never burnt it, though.
That's pretty Nazi-like of you guys.
It was like two-cylinder gas fuel, like lighter copy fluid toner. And copy toner. And we threw like a match in there. It was like, it didn't burn up. It was like, it turned white and died.
It turned a red spider white. That's all I know.
Interesting.
It's very mean.
We were very young.
Fuck spiders, man. They're evil.
Okay.
Yeah. Spiders and Europeans. Ken's hot buttons.
Most Europeans. Some Europeans are alright, dude.
But stay away from the Australians.
You want me to go out? I'll give you a list of all the Europeans that are not alright. And it's mostly England and France. They both suck. Nothing good about them.
Okay. Alright. The Pope Ken loves the Romans.
Yeah, I'm the Pope here, bro. Goddamn heathens.
All right, next one.
All right, last one. It's appropriate that Edler's here because he knew us all at our drunkest. So what was the drunkest thing you ever did on a stupid bet? Like, stupidest thing you did on a drunken bet. Sorry, I got that backwards.
I jumped over PT's fence and totally wrecked my ankle.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
It hurt a lot.
Anybody else?
I ran through a crowded park naked at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's not bad, not bad.
Actually, I invented fence jumping.
You probably don't want to advertise that.
I don't care.
Statute of limitations, yeah, I guess.
Oh, convict me of it. Like, what's fence jumping? Plowing. I jumped over a fence, what?
Plowed through fences.
Plowing through fences.
Anyway, this guy in Romania, how's that fall on your list?
All right, whatever. Romania, we can barely even count that as Europe.
This guy's bet was to swallow a fork.
Clearly he didn't swallow the fork.
He swallowed the fork.
Shitting it out must have been a hell of a fucking
trip. Oh, it's not there yet. This 25-year guy, I don't know if I could pronounce his name. Radu Kalinkescu.
Look, sorry, Radu. Looks like he ain't going to make it.
He actually did swallow the fork. It's a wonder this guy's alive because he was rushed to a hospital after experiencing intense pain a few minutes after the stunt.
I don't say.
He complained he had an uncomfortable feeling in his esophagus.
No, it's cool. I ate Indian food for lunch, man. We just pass it.
It's funny, he didn't tell the doctors why he had so much pain. So imagine their surprise when they checked his x-ray. Saw a fork lodged in his throat.
Did you swallow
that's,
a fork?
That's safe, too, getting an x-ray with a fork in your fucking stomach.
Throat.
Didn't even make it down.
It's in his throat?
It's in his throat?
I thought it made it down to, like, the stomach.
He didn't even win the bet.
It's still esophagus, nope. So it's anywhere.
Oh, didn't win the bet. Lost the bet. Couldn't swallow it.
But what's even funnier is that they discharged him from the hospital without any emergency operation or anything.
Oh, my God. Why wouldn't you be like, wait. I lied to you guys. I know exactly what's going on. There's a fork inside of me.
Well, they figured that out quickly with the x-rays, but doctors told him to wait and see if the fork comes out naturally.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do stupid shit in Romania.
I don't know why people lie to doctors, though, in general. It's like, people get like sexual, like, you tested positive for crabs, AIDS, herpes. You have a lot of unprotected sex? Nah, not really. This is not my thing. Or like, you have a light bulb up your ass. What was that about? I couldn't tell you.
Like, I picture the fucking Romanian doctor looking somewhat like Borat, sitting there smoking cigarettes, like, yeah, see where it goes. See where it goes. Yeah.
There's no way it's getting past the stomach. It's got to go through a fucking maze of intestines and shit. Like,
it's going to drop down into his stomach and cause even more intense.
The prongs.
There comes the next quote.
Yeah.
He says, I have to come back in a few days to see if the fork has moved. If it reaches my stomach and looks like it could pierce the lining, I will need an operation.
I would say I would get an
operation. He's going to need an operation.
Clearly, you're going to need an operation.
What do you win with the bet?
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
He lost the bet.
Let's rewind it.
Didn't get past the esophagus.
You didn't pass it, bro.
You lost, kid.
You lose.
No, it was just like an impress bet. Ugh. His friend said, you can't do it. And he said, yes, I can.
Why would you then show him up and try to prove
it? I don't know, but the x-ray is pretty funny.
Where did you see this going?
Yeah, but who was the first person to be like, man, you can't swallow a fork. I'd be like, clearly we can't.
He clearly doesn't understand how the human body works. And the stomach and the intestines.
Well, let's try to figure out.
He's using textbooks probably, like, when you're in school from, like, 18, whatever. It's Romania.
They still had fucking textbooks with intestines and shit like
that. No, not Romania.
They've been cutting dead people open
for it was throat, midsection, anus. This is, like, medicine's very iffy over in Romania. Like, you definitely don't want to get sick like over there. Figure. Like, if I got sick, I'd, like, helicopter me to a real place.
And they would look at you like you're talking a foreign language, because you probably would be.
So, I don't know. Am I remotely close to England? I don't know where I am. Why am I in Romania?
Well, it says it was a really drunk bet, so how much do you think you have to drink to do something like that?
Oh. I hope a lot.
Blackout. You gotta be blackout.
I would never.
I'm still saying that their textbooks are very dated, and it was straight line from throat to anus.
But how do you get the four, like, you just shove it down your throat?
Well, picture it. If you think you have a straight line from your throat to your anus, it's not a huge deal. It's like...
No, what I'm concerned about is how did he even wedge the fork down the throat into the esophagus?
He probably swallowed it, yeah. Like
a duck?
Yeah.
Like just straight down the gullet?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that, like, gag reflex happen?
That's what I'm saying.
Sure, I'm sure it did a couple times. He was wasted.
I thought you were going to come up with another, like, pun. Like, wouldn't that poke?
This guy's not very sharp. That's all I got.
Want.
Yeah.
All right, so we're moving on.
Sorry.
Lou, do you have a hypothetical, or should we skip ahead to the movies?
I got a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit?
Yeah. All right, so you know what time it is. Time for me to try to find... All right. Hypothetical Lou. Lou, explain to Sean over here what a hypothetical is.
Well, I think he knows, though.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Act like he doesn't.
Okay, I'm going to pose something to you, and then you answer in the most honest way that you can. May not be real. Maybe it's just some bullshit I made up on the spot. Anyhow.
Hit him with it.
So last week, Pete got named, like, King of the Whites or something like that.
I did.
I want to say the whitest guy. King of the Whites sounds really, like, bad.
I don't like the way that sounds.
No, let's take him with King of the Whites.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You're racist bastard.
Yeah.
Just the whitest man in the room.
The whitest dragon ever.
I don't like dragon in this context.
Wizard, Cyclops, some would say.
All right, so.
The truest, whitest wizard.
Since we were talking about how
none of this is fun,
all the white shit that you folk do,
you folk.
Someone say he steps like a goose.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm surrounded by you people now.
Keep in mind, Lou won the black off. He won the Latino off.
So now I'm a little nervous.
So now he's extra.
Yeah, he had an added advantage of being unemployed.
I mean, oh, you don't say Lou is blacker than Jillian.
You won. Why,
yeah, I won.
She's gainfully employed.
You don't say.
All right, so what's this hypothetical all about?
All right, so is there anything about your race you don't like?
Well, what do you classify this as? Because
a stereotype or just something like maybe your parents do that is very white of them.
He just wants to.
Why am I white? I'm Italian.
Whatever.
All right. What about you? What did you start us off there, you Spanish fuck?
I tell you what, my. Well, I guess, you know, the whole landscaping thing is pretty stereotypical. Yeah,
it's pretty dead on, though.
But yeah, can you picture Lou doing any physical labor whatsoever?
Well, no. He was born in this country.
Yeah. But my dad is a landscaper, so. You know.
This is coming.
If the shoe.
Still, I think the most embarrassing thing that he does is try to figure out the lotto code.
There's a lotto code?
Is that like the Bible code?
He thinks there's like a secret code to figuring out the lotto numbers.
He's like
Tom
Hanks in the Da Vinci code. Right. He's just like, oh, yes, this is the numbers. And it's like, you lose, right. Dickhead.
He has like marble notebooks full of numbers. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, I don't even think he finished high school. Like, like there's no way even if there were a code that you'd solve it.
He's got the wrong numbers in down.
Right. Right. That three is backwards. No. That's
Yo,
me.
Just because your dad didn't finish high school, he probably ran some numbers or something.
No.
Probably knows what he's talking
Do you
about.
Have access to these notebooks?
I probably could, but I'm guessing he would figure it out.
No, that and his tinfoil hat is two most precious.
I'm just fascinated with the lotto code could be.
I know. And his other favorite thing is...
it's like the number 21 where everything's so funny.
Although his English is still pretty broken. Never solves it. He's got high
Check
goals.
Out my hook where DJ revolves it.
The nice way of putting it is he wants to reach the stars, but they're pretty far away. All right, Pete, you go now.
What I don't like about my race?
Sure.
Just listening to the whole white quiz last week.
No, that was all positive stuff.
Was playing every stereotype possible.
Yeah, but our stereotype's pretty sweet.
Pretty good. We're saying, like, you don't have any problems.
Got a great bank account going on.
Right,
really
dividends.
Good credit.
Dividends.
Yeah.
A retirement fund.
Got a good family.
Maids and horses and shit.
Yeah, well, all that's good.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm not telling you about the good shit.
I hate the fact that I had to pretend to, like, 12 Years a Slave. I didn't like that movie, but whenever somebody asked me, it's like, yeah, it was good.
What he's trying to say is he hates that he has to be outwardly not racist.
Exactly. I can only hate a man if he's white. Otherwise, I get called a racist.
Oh, that's a good one.
He doesn't like the fact that he has to pent up his racism.
Mm. Just do like
there was a day that
I think
he could be like,
I think you're extrapolating
like
that a little bit.
No, there used to be a day where Pete could be like, I don't like blacks. Fuck blacks. Blah, 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 blah. And those days are gone. I got what you were saying.
Don't those
worry.
Days were
I interpreted it.
He got it.
All right.
You gotta live life loose like he does.
Right. Mm-hmm. Drop a lot of N-bombs. Pretend right. You're black a lot.
I don't pretend I'm black ever.
Your turn.
Nah, they all love me.
It's true, we love them.
We love them.
Look, Vato.
The spokesman.
On behalf of all blacks everywhere.
I don't like how Italians are depicted...
Ever.
Ever. Anyway. Like we. I don't know anyone who has a blowout... X body spray smells like shit.
Italians are mad dumb.
Look, let's not get started on the Irish.
Right. What about the Irish?
Look, if you're not building bridges.
Come I'm on. Irish too.
Well, I mean, that's your cross to bear. I don't know. Right?
Irish and Italian, that's a tough you. The Italians are swarthy.
Hmm.
Greasy.
I am not greasy.
Alright. You're greasy. Greasy. Hairy.
Lou, was your intention when you asked this question to create some tension in the room?
I wasn't looking for a fucking, you know, spaghetti nigga / potato head war.
Taco vendor.
Boehner.
It just went that way.
Beaner just sounds racist.
It is a racist thing.
Yeah.
I take that back. It's effed up. You're not even a beaner, Lou.
No.
I don't know. I love beans, though. They're pretty delicious.
Oh, you are a beaner.
I kind of, yeah.
You are a beaner, then, motherfucker.
Just not the Mexican beaner. The Puerto Rican beaner.
Puerto Rican.
PB.
And I guess the other half, I mean, not all Jews are cheap. I'm not cheap.
That's true.
I'm very generous. But everyone but me is cheap, though, I gotta say. Most of them I met. Yeah, you know, that one was spot on. She was a cheap.
Who else has got something?
Danielle?
Oh, I agree with you. I just, I don't speak like that, you know.
Do you think the Jews are cheap?
No. I was saying I don't like how Italians are portrayed.
Anything else?
I don't really like how Italians portray themselves.
Myself like that.
Do you have a little bumper sticker on the back of your car, like an Italian flag or anything?
No, I have a Comic-Con sticker on the back of my car.
Do you have anything with the colors of the flag anywhere in your car?
I'm Italian. I know I am. I don't. No.
Okay, then you're one of the good ones.
I got a little. I got a little boxing glove to say Italian.
You're the other side.
Nor do I have a tattoo of the Italian flag or the Shape of Italy tattooed on me.
Do you have any New York Yankee regalia?
I have no New York Yankee regalia. I also don't have the Italian horn.
Look, man, fuck you. My car rocks. I got Italian little boxing gloves. I got a Yankee symbol in my front car. Front of my car.
I have...
Big Rocky poster in this room.
Rocky is very well represented here.
Look at all the Italian things going on.
Okay.
You have Goodfellas and Stannis, right?
What about the... our jump in? What do you think?
Edler... You got anything?
Well, I'm also Italian and Irish. Oh, that's not close enough. So, I don't know. You guys seem to have covered everything. You know, Irishes are considered drunks. Italians, you got, like, you know, gold chains, wife beater. You know, that stuff really bothers me, but though. I mean, I don't care if other people think that.
I definitely see, like, German in you, though. Like, you're definitely part of the Reich, I feel.
Yeah, there's German in me. But, you know,
oh my God, yes, those Nazi uniforms.
You have one of those too?
Yes. Oh, shit. Lightning bolts.
Fist bump.
All right, I think that was pretty successful.
All right, movies.
Let's do movies.
We're going to do some movies. Price of admission, G.
All right, first one this week, we got Noah. With Russell Crowe.
Look, it rained a lot. All right, whatever.
Did you know they built that? They built the Ark at the Planning Fields Arboretum or something like that.
They did the what now?
They built the Ark on Long Island.
Who cares?
Why?
I don't know.
That's a tremendous waste of money.
Well, not all of it.
They're trying to build an ark in, like, Kansas or something, and it's like $1 billion project. Well,
the most landlocked state? How much does it have to rain?
It's right by the Creation Museum, so they're...
We're dinosaurs.
No, I meant they built the ark for the movie on Long Island. They shot the ark scenes on Long Island.
Did they?
Yeah. Not that like somebody built an ark on Long Island.
Okay, because that
was... dinosaurs lived with humans.
The Flintstones is a documentary.
You think your job's bad?
All right, what else can we say about this 2 hours plus?
Just as long as Russell Crowe eyes down Anthony Hopkins and all the rest of the people, and he's like, are you not entertained?
It sounds like you're never getting those 2 hours of your life back.
I mean, look, it's going to rain. Everyone's going to die. Literally everyone, except for two of each animal and no one is.
I hate all these fucking God movies.
Well, the other thing I know about this movie is Christians are pissed at it because it doesn't follow the Bible.
Oh, no.
Muslims are pissed at it because it doesn't follow... the Quran.
Why would it ever follow the Quran?
Right. Because they all have the same story.
I
know that Quran is just the Bible part
I never
two.
Read the Quran, no.
Well, three, technically. They're all just continuations.
Look, I never read the Quran, so I didn't know they were like, yeah, that Noah shit definitely happened.
Yeah, they all follow.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
The Old Testament is like weird old stories about like guys who may or may not have existed, probably didn't exist.
And then their sequel was more of the same, only kinder and gentler.
No. The New Testament
talking to the Pope
was
here.
A bunch of fucking, like, Eastern-inspired, like, religious shit from this fucking
but it was,
really smart guy. And
it was
people...
still a continuation of the same story. The God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament.
Depending on
is the God
is.
Of the Quran.
Nah.
Yes.
I don't share a guy with those stinky
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you!
All... All right, this is going down a dark path.
I was just fucking.
You're the least red pope ever.
I'm just fucking. Right. I'm just fucking.
All right, let's play the game. Let's play the Rotten Tomatoes game.
All right, Luke.
All right, Fred Lou, the way you play this is you know Rotten Tomatoes to give the aggregate critic score, which is the average score of 1 to 100 of where they fall on average. Whoever gets the closest number to what that number is without going over wins. So we're going to start with Lou. What do you think the critic score is for this movie?
God movie plus Russell Crowe.
Are you not entertained?
It's pretty good. 83.
Fuck you, Lou. No way.
Just saying.
56
again.
Yeah.
Edler, what do you think?
I'll go with 75.
75. Brian.
What'd you say, Luke?
I said 81. 87.
87. Oh, you said 86.
64.
I said 83.
Liar!
I said 83.
You're going to hell.
I said 83.
And Danielle, yours was?
64.
Edler wins. This movie comes in at 76%.
Wow, that's pretty fucked up.
That was almost spot on. Well done. Nice. Now, would anybody see this?
No.
Negative.
If it was on like regular TV, I might fucking check it out, but I'm never going to seek it.
Just saying, it's got to be, what, hour and a half of building a boat?
Russell Crowe is a boat.
And then another hour of
Russell
water.
Russell Crowe
is
what?
No, the last half
is animals, too.
Well,
the last half's a lot like Tugboat Mickey. He's like... That's a very visual joke for an audio medium, but...
Yeah, that really works on the podcast. All right, next movie.
You jerk.
Sabotage.
What? The Beastie Boys documentary.
Right. This is the new Schwarzenegger.
I would have much rather the Beastie Boys documentary.
Yeah.
In Sabotage, Arnold Schwarzenegger leads an elite DEA task force that takes on the world's deadliest drug cartels. When the team successfully executes a high-stakes raid on a cartel safe house, they think their work is done, until one by one the team members mysteriously start to be eliminated. As the body count rises, everybody's a suspect. About 2 hours, R-rated movie. Schwarzenegger, Sam Worthington, Terrence Howard, Josh Holloway. Who else we got here? Joe Magnia. I can never say this guy's name.
Manganiello.
The guy from True Blood.
The wolf.
Oh,
the
that wolf dude? Women are going to love it.
Alcide.
I don't know. I never watched an episode of it.
Guy's in great
my
shape.
My wife loves True Blood.
It's got the guy who plays...
a lot of good shape guys in that.
It's got the guy who played... Sawyer on Lost, and the guy who played Michael on Lost.
A lot of eye candy for the girls in this.
Yo, man, this is a premium rush.
All right, shut up, Pete.
Schwarzenegger, man.
All right, who wants to start it?
I used to be ripped, too.
But Danielle thinks there's so many studs in it.
Like, probably twice as big as you guys.
52. Okay. Brian?
For the sheer eye candy alone, it's gotta be a fucking 60. Like...
I like your logic. That the critics are watching us going, beef.
God damn, these guys are shit. Yo, my dum-dum.
Arnold is in fucking absolutely just terrible shape.
He is.
He looks so old in this
movie. He looks so
pruny.
He
is old.
You guys are in great shape. I'm going to wear a trench coat, okay? Just going to cover up my body a little bit.
All right, Eller, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go low on this. I'd say more like a 40.
A 40, okay.
I'd say 17.
17 to Ken.
Yeah, fuck this movie.
I'm going to give it a 25.
You just went slightly over. Ken wins. This movie's at 21%.
Yeah.
This looks terrible.
It's because he looks
Sabotage!
Like... They should have sold it as a California Raisins movie.
But seriously.
Bum, 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 bum.
Look at the poster. Like, look up the poster for this thing. It looks like an old man leading a strike team.
Does Schwarzenegger go blackface in the movie, too?
I'm paying to see that.
You said California Raisins.
Alright, last movie. I don't think this one's even in like a wide release or anything, but I thought it was relevant for The Room. The Raid 2.
Oh shit, 100%. That movie is the shit.
It's gonna be bunk.
It's fucking gonna be great.
Who saw The Raid 1?
Oh, everybody?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was awesome.
Everybody?
As long as you got that.
Not I.
No? Danielle, did you see it?
Do yourself a favor, watch The Raid 1 and be... It's like,
yeah. I was so amped after that. If I had seen a burglar breaking into a car, I would have gave him the jumping elbow.
Would you have?
Yeah. I was hoping there was just a gang chilling outside the movie.
You were ready to take
theater.
On a gang.
I was just ready to just be like, ah! and just give somebody the dragon punch.
Like after the movie, I was just amped.
Wait, like what?
That movie transcended violence. Like physical violence. Like... like that movie had straight ass whoopings.
Yeah.
Like that, 100%.
Okay.
Easy, 100%.
The one thing I did hear about this movie too is it makes the violence of the last one look G-rated.
110%.
Wow. And it's 2.5 hours.
130.
Does it go higher than that? What's the highest it goes?
It goes up to 100.
1,000?
I'm saying 130. A cool 130.
Okay. Who wants to do a real guess here?
This is my...
Okay, Brian Gill's 130. That's wrong.
All right. I'm going to say, because it's critics, you know, I'm going to love it, but it's probably going to be like a 15.
A 15?
Especially since it won't be in English.
Okay. Ken?
16.
So the movie's definitely not in English?
This is a foreign-made action movie.
But there's only like 10 lines of dialogue in the last one.
And most of them are about...
You could have just not even listened to it.
It's all just people getting their ass beat.
Why are they getting their ass beat?
Okay.
What does they deserve? They need it.
It's a police raid. I have
no clue anything about this.
The police are raiding this drug kingpin's building, going level by level to reach him. And they're just kicking ass.
There's not even that much story, though. Don't even pay attention.
That's so it. That's
like,
the story.
It's like Judge Dredd.
Yeah, literally just like Judge Dredd. Except there is no guns. He just straight kicks ass.
So this is like, like a 10.
Yeah, you're going 10?
For critics, I would say 10. Okay.
And Danielle?
24.
A 24. You win, I think.
What'd she say? Well, what did I say?
You were 15, you were 16, you were 10, you were 130, you were 24. The movie's actually at a 74%.
Whoa! I should win. I'm technically closest, I think.
You went over.
You went over.
And you went with a fake number. There's no 130%.
Literally, so 130 is a real number.
If we go 100 minus 30, he was at 70 and he wins.
I'm just saying, that's pretty amazing.
That's pretty loose math. That's pretty generous.
No, that math is right fucking spot on.
But it's not relevant. 100. It's not relevant, man.
What's 100 minus 30?
70.
How does that...
Anyone want to fucking say that it's not?
What does that mean, though? Like, why would you subtract the 30?
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Because it's stupid.
Your words mean nothing to me!
Thank you, Lou.
That was actually for you.
Thank you, Lou.
Respect to Lou.
Fuck you.
All right.
Anyway, we'll just wrap up with these two little things. Brian, show you introduced me to that I like a lot got renewed. Vikings, back for season 3.
Hrothgar.
Oh, that guy is so hot.
That was a dude in that movie I tried
Travis,
to get
you. Travis? You trying to get me into a movie? What?
Are you talking about giant Jax Teller?
No. He's not giant, small than Jax.
Is he small?
No, this guy, we call them jacked up Jax.
Yeah.
His name is Travis
Fimmel
or something.
That sounds like a
he's
gay
in that
porn
movie,
star's name.
He's in the movie.
He looks like the guy from Sons of Anarchy, plus like 50 pounds of muscle.
Right,
this guy's huge
and like bright
he's
blue
Australian.
Eyes.
Hey,
please. Dreamy eyes, huh?
Ragnar Lothbrok.
Oh yeah, you just get lost in him.
Right.
What did you say to me about a movie you were trying to?
It was the movie with like him and his two brothers are all hicks and they fucking they kidnap a kid from who's the guy in the New Fargo TV show. He used to be married to Lara Croft.
Dude, you are speaking a different fucking language. Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes,
Billy Bob.
Good. I can't believe you speak that language.
I'm fucking...
How the hell did you do that?
Drugs.
That was impressive.
Years of drug abuse. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. So anyway, that guy, it's getting renewed.
What?
Yeah, him.
Speaking to your mic, woman. Geez.
God, what's wrong with you? God damn, Danielle.
Get off my
face. I'm screwing everything up. Now I understand.
I feel bad.
She had a nickel every time she heard that.
That's a soundbite.
I was going to say, I feel bad for the boyfriends if you can't speak into the mic.
Uh-huh. Don't feel bad for them.
It's like, aim, baby Jesus.
I still hate this one.
All right, so.
Anyway, you still watching that show at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Season 3.
Yes. And the last thing we got to talk about, Lou's wearing the pants. They put out a full trailer for the new Ninja Turtles movie. Who watched it?
Oh,
I've seen it. Me.
Bro.
I've seen the trailer.
It looks sick.
I don't know who's... I know it's a Michael Bay production. Here's the director. Jonathan Liebsman. Let's see what else.
Very Jewish guy.
A Jew in Hollywood?
You don't see.
Anyway, thoughts on this trailer? from anyone who saw it.
Yeah, man, I'm pretty amped. I've never been like amped like this like since I was a kid when I saw the first trailers for the movie, where I was like, the Ninja Turtles are in a live action film. Even though I do like the costumes better from the first movie, because they were like real, they weren't just like digi whateverness
CGI.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only thing that's really
sweet movies though. Like, what are movies that's sweet?
Well, I just want to bring up real quick the other movies this guy's directed. Not that great. Wrath of the Titans.
Look, that was flawed from the beginning. You can't blame him for
Texas
that.
Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Again, that was alright, whatever.
Darkness Falls, the movie about the killer tooth fairy.
It wasn't that bad.
Really?
I've watched a million horror movies. It's not that bad.
The worst thing about that was it's 55 minutes.
No, what, it's more Darkness like Falls?
No, it's only more like that because they stretch out the credits to be like 20 minutes. Because it has to be at least a certain amount of time.
Well, I mean, whatever. I'm pretty jacked about this flick. I mean, the only thing that I kind of like the 20 years ago, I like the costumes they have for the Turtles more than the costumes they have for the Turtles now. But they're trying to do like the cartoon version of it, the Nickelodeon one, where the Turtles are all kind of weird looking, not just like they all look alike. They just have different headbands, whatever, or masks.
That's how it should be.
I have one problem with the way they look. The noses. They gave them big, they look like Shrek. They have these big noses now.
Yeah. That's nothing. It's not killing it for me.
That and they're all like 8 feet tall. I don't know how I feel about that.
They're mutant. I'm cool with it.
But they're towering over April. They're like 2 feet taller than.
And didn't they change the story up somewhat too? Because from what I saw, it was like they created them on purpose now.
Yeah, I had this line here. You hear the Shredder in the trailer. Like,
is the Shredder?
Changed the story.
That's a whack.
Is the Shredder the guy from Batman?
Yeah, the guy in the trailer is Shredder. Nobody knows that guy's name.
It's like Bill. It's like something W. Like shit. I forget. I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody knows that guy, but they don't know his name.
It's a million different things. I don't know.
Yeah. Tell me, I'm good at this stuff.
Tell me, I'm good at this stuff.
Okay, you know the guy who the Joker puts a grenade in his mouth in the beginning of Dark Knight?
Oh yeah, the guy Feichner, with the dark
William
hair.
Feichner.
William Feichner. That's it.
I don't know why that got it from me. I was like, I know it! William Feichner.
10 points. That guy is the Shredder. And he says, heroes are not born, they are created. That's what your father and I were trying to do, create heroes.
Yoshimitsu!
Talking to April O'Neil, who's played by Megan Fox.
That's rack not, of discipline.
You know, she's nice on the eyes, too.
Yeah, but she doesn't look the part.
She's really easy on the
what
eyes.
What do you mean?
She's just some dumb bimbo.
She's a terrible actress.
That's what
actress,
April O'Neil was in general. What,
hey.
What the hell is April O'Neil?
She's a terrible actress.
Yeah,
she's beautiful,
her?
She's a terrible actress.
Megan Fox, get her the fuck out of there.
What? I mean, what, April, you need, like, what, Jodie Foster to play her all of a sudden? Like,
no.
Put on a yellow jumpsuit and fucking be in peril.
She
cares?
She could be the last Doctor's companion. Amy Pond?
Amy Pond?
Yeah.
What about?
That could have been her.
Oh, she would have been great.
Because April's supposed to be a fucking
Karen
redhead. Gillum. Yeah.
Yeah. She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Not some dumb bitch
who
can't
act. She was like a brunette. I always thought she was a brunette.
She's a redhead,
redhead,
I thought.
Redhead.
Yeah. In the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Issa Fisher, boom. Right there.
No,
redhead.
She's cartoon. Not in the movie, but she's in the cartoon.
I just hope they put her in a yellow jumpsuit. Yeah.
I don't care, as long as the Turtles are kicking the foot's ass the whole movie, and they're like, and Mikey's a fucking stoner, and Raphael's a dickhead, Leonardo's the leader, and Donatello's invented shit, I'm fine with it.
You want to play a fun game?
Yeah.
Go onto any forum, like, discussing the trailer, YouTube page, and take a shot every time somebody says, they're raping my childhood. Get shithoused.
You know what? Well, why don't we go around and tell what one thing you want to see in the movie from the original.
From the original?
Source material cartoon.
I want to see Turtles fighting Shredder. That's all I need. All
right. Daniel?
It's easy.
I like the jumpsuit, like you said.
April O'Neil?
Yes, that's true. The yellow jumpsuit. Mm-hmm.
I would kind of... I would definitely get full on wood if fucking Raphael met Casey Jones, who's like, cricket?
God,
you gotta know what a crumpet is to know what cricket's about.
If you just go, damn!
Cricket!
I just like to see a lot of battles.
Fair enough.
Foot Clan.
You guys are all wrong. I'd like to see the goddamn Rat King, man.
Rat
That's
King?
That's true. The Rat King.
You think Rat King will show up in the before Krang?
Can't wait to get that rat crossbow involved.
Yeah, bro, and his little fucking rat mobile.
The fucking Rat King? Why would the rats be the bad guys when Splinter's a rat? Shouldn't he be like, guys, literally, I am the Rat King.
No, he just
Rat King, shoo, psst, I'm a huge rat.
But there's better villains. You could have Baxter Stockman. No. You could have the Mousers.
Rat King.
Rat King's like the Riddler of that universe.
No. He's an underrated fucking villain, bro.
He's
tricky. He owns the sewers.
No, calling him the Riddler's being
jealous. How's he own the sewers when the Turtles in the sewers?
They own a little bit of the sewers. That's,
they're renting.
Yeah. This is bar property.
He shares the sewers with them willingly.
Right.
Rat King is a pussy.
You shut your mouth. He's not a pussy.
What do you got, like a big Rat King tattoo on your back? Like, come on. Rat King sucks. The Rat King? Krang's cooler.
No, he's not. He's a fucking brain with a robot.
That's Baxter, you don't want to see a cool looking Krang in that giant Bobo body that they gave him?
Honey Boo Boo.
It does look... All right. So I would like to see Yojimbo.
Yojimbo?
Yeah.
It's not even a real turtle character.
I don't think
that was a crossover event.
I would like to see those four Toad brothers that would like come in like once every couple of episodes.
You want Leatherhead?
I want Sergeant
Chrome Dome or Wingnut?
I want Sergeant Bananas to come
Wingnut
in.
Was
Sergeant
awesome.
Stingray. The Stingray. Remember him? Like
vaguely.
Suck a dick.
All the toys.
Yosaki Yojimbo?
Yojimbo, yeah.
I want to see Bucky O'Hare in this shit. Every rabbit.
I want to see the Battletoads.
Yeah.
Or the Biker Mice from Mars.
I want Casey Jones and the Turtles to just like whip ass, say funny little quips, and the mad pizza. Like a lot of jokes, but pizza jokes. I need
Domino's
pizza jokes
delivered to the
every
sewer.
Couple minutes. Yeah. Like, that's my favorite part. The first one's like, pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
Yo, right here.
Well, that's how they actually announced that the trailer was out. I thought this was kind of cool. It was during CinemaCon in Las Vegas, which I didn't know was a thing. They delivered pizza boxes to the critics with a web address called turtlestrailer.com on it with a secret code that they can use to access the trailer.
I would love them to bring back all the old Turtles food that sucked. Like the remember they had pizza chips that were awful, but you ate them?
What about the ooze pies? Do you remember
right.
the pies?
They were good. They were good.
I want those.
Remember the cereal? Oh, man, yeah, the cereal sucked. It was like Trispix with like Lucky Charms marshmallows. It just didn't mesh. It was all terrible.
Right, so you want a bunch of food that you didn't like to come back.
But I want the turtle bowl
pretend to like
it
again.
I want the turtle bowl with it.
I'm with you on that.
I'll eat as much cereal as I can to get turtles.
I want as much turtle merchandise that I could possibly fit into my cart every time I go to the store.
I want the old action figures back.
I tell you what, fuck I would definitely
the rap
be down
versions.
To rock a the backpack other... shaped like a giant shell.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I got like young cousins and stuff. The turtles are bigger than ever. Like, the kids love the Ninja Turtles still.
Yeah, my son has all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you could speak. You got a 5-year-old.
You're bringing him up.
He's
right.
got the whole sewer. It's like, the thing's probably like this tall, which is hard for anyone. That's
it's like 3 feet.
In this room to see, but yeah, like three feet tall. And then, yeah, all the turtles. But they do got a whole bunch of new enemies now. They have like some crocodile looking guy,
Leatherhead.
Something like that. But
he was around back then.
I don't remember.
So that's Yosaki Yojimbo. Put that toy down.
You know what?
Gay.
How about... I'd appreciate if they do have the van.
Turtle van. You gotta have the turtle van.
And you know what? If it shoots pizza pies, I'm on board.
Did anyone have the right. pizza pie shooter?
The pizza shooter.
Like it was like a truck that they had that just shot pizzas.
Yeah.
Which, realistically, would scald the shit out of the fucking foot. If they had like piping hot pizzas flying.
Right.
What if you were popping like... frozen pizzas and piping hot ones.
Decapitating foot soldiers everywhere.
You're going fucking dead.
You're knocking foot soldiers in the chest. They're like, ugh.
You're not
gonna and then you're shooting hot pizzas on them.
You're knocking foot soldiers into next week if you're shooting frozen.
Genius, Ken.
Why don't you... What about a car that just shoots bricks? Like Marv would be in peril.
He would be.
Harry... Well, for that
deep Home Alone joke.
I mean, like you may as well just have guns at that point.
It's like we'll shoot anything that's not a bullet. If you're a Ninja Turtle, Ninja Turtles can't get a gun.
Like boxes of
they got fat fingers though. They could never put their finger. Like, I get why they never carry guns.
Yeah, couldn't shoot them. Pizzas.
Yeah. So if pizzas are their main, they can order them all they want.
You gotta end the show on this.
Do you know any pizza guys probably got robbed of the turtles? Because there's no way. They had enough money to pay for all the pizza.
I mean, how do they generate the money?
They beat the... Like, the turtles, they give and take. They're really good. They save people from crimes, but the pizza people are getting robbed left and right.
A lot of ding-dong. Like, here's your wallet back, sir. Like, what the fuck, I have another 50 bucks.
Ninja Venice!
Easy come, easy go, man.
Is this a pepperoni in my fucking mouth? Right.
No anchovies. I said no anchovies.
On that note... Tweet us what you think
right.
at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Leave a comment. Like us on iTunes. Leave a comment there. Podbean. PaintedBlackComics.com. Coming back up soon. New revamped version. Anybody else got anything to add?
I'd like to say thank you for my good friend Sean to drop by out of nowhere.
Yeah, thanks, man.
No problem.
For getting on mic.
Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem.
Glad you came by.
Anything you want to say to him, Pete?
You're cute.
That was a weird way to end it.
Look, why don't you guys get a room? Right.
Pete's been waiting years to say that to Sean.
Right.
Sean's a handsome guy. I used to borrow his ID to get into bars when I was under 21 because he's slightly older.
That's like a roundabout way of saying I'm cute too.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. Anyway, list through our other shows: J Squad Video Game Show, Disenfranchised Sports Show, Politwits, new show, political whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
Right?
It's politics show. Yes.
Politpricks.
Politwits. All right, next.
The name got really watered down. So anyway, for myself, everyone here, close the door behind you.